You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
What a grimy little loser.
I hope he had the worst birthday ever.
You guys literally text us being like, we're dancing with Allie and AJ. Like, you think I was just going to let you skip over this?
Weren't you like burping up pepperonis all night?
And within 2 seconds of being inside the Eagle, my shirt was off and all of a sudden I was being passed around like a blunt at a party. We're live and yapping, and Katie has her emotional support teddy bear that apparently you can put in the microwave.
His name's Oliver.
Okay.
Hi, Oliver.
Hi, yeah. Oliver. We love you.
His name's Oliver, Ollie for short, obviously.
Oliver needs to say a few words.
Yeah, I was thinking Oliver would be a good little boy name, but then I heard this once, and now I can't unhear it. Liver.
Well, like Oliver's my nephew's name.
Oh, I'm sorry, Oliver.
But you're not going to let him speak?
Who?
Your bear.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He's mute.
Oh.
He listens, though. He listens.
What a shame.
He listens. He's a really good listener.
He's not.
What are you talking
Petunia?
About? Stop.
I usually complain to him. Shit. He's heard a lot of complaints.
No. Okay. Oh, my God. You don't get the Petunia FaceTimes?
No. Okay. I heard Petunia. You mentioned Petunia.
I love Petunia.
In the Snapchat group, and I do not understand what you mean by that. Like, is this an internet thing that I'm
yes,
too...
it's on TikTok. And so Petunia is this stuffed animal hippopotamus. And this girl, I literally have no idea what she looks like. And that's what I was curious about, is what her owner looks like. Because she's always FaceTiming people who just are like... cool and funny seeming, especially the boys that she FaceTimes are like very cute.
Wait, so let me backtrack because I'm not following
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, you need to back up.
Petunia is a stuffed animal.
And the owner FaceTimes people like just with the okay. stuffed animal in the frame.
Okay, I see. And then she's voicing over Petunia, the yeah. stuffed animal, and having a conversation with these people.
It's so funny because every single person that answers is like, hey, Petunia. Like, everyone knows who it is.
Okay.
It's not, like, people being confused as to why they're being FaceTimed by a stuffed animal.
Okay, is it like an internet phenomenon? Or, like, is this something that has, like, a million followers and, like, a lot of people know about it? It's on a lot of people's For You page? Or is this, like,
pretty
niche?
I think it's on a lot of people's For You page. Okay. I don't know how many followers she has.
Like, is she like FaceTiming celebrities?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if it's a celebrity? Like, what if the owner is a celebrity and that is why their identity is a secret?
I don't think so.
Katie wanted some like mystical story behind
it. I mean, the thing about the internet is people are crazy. They've probably already found her.
Definitely.
If you go on Reddit, there's definitely a whole subreddit about who she is.
I'm so scared of Reddit.
Same.
I love Reddit.
I know.
I love it for like specific things. Like I look at a lot of like watch content on Reddit.
Yeah, I have specific subreddits that I enjoy, but I've never actually left a comment on Reddit. Like I've never posted anything.
I don't think I've either.
Yeah.
Reddit's like a wealth of information. Which yeah. is the value proposition of Reddit that it's anonymous, so you, like anybody can post anything.
Yeah.
So it's just like a wealth of information, but that's like completely anonymized.
Yeah, I think people are just like brutally honest, which is a great thing, or also a really terrible thing.
I see.
And it's pretty easy to search. Like the keyword searching is really good. And I don't know. You just never know what you're going to find stumbling on there. But I feel like I always leave Reddit like with some new breadth of information, like wealth of information that I didn't have before.
I think that's what Alex uses Reddit
like, I
for
really
too.
Learn a lot more. Like, I feel like when I'm on TikTok mindlessly scrolling, I feel like I'm like just, it's like brain rot. Like, I don't know. Or I'm kind of like just comparing myself a lot to people I'm watching. Whereas Reddit, because it's anonymous, it's like, who are these people? I have no idea.
What are your like subreddit recommendations for the people?
I like Am I the Asshole?
Oh, I think I have that one. Alex got me
onto
that.
I think I've heard of that.
It honestly makes me feel so much better about my life because some of these people are in really sticky situations. And then they're like, all these people are mad at me. Am I the asshole? And I'm like, thank God I'm not in your shoes. But also there's just some people out there that I enjoy seeing Reddit really like, because Redditors can be really mean, like commenters on Reddit posts can be really mean, but they can also be so comforting, like if a person's really going through it and needs some like real solid advice, like people are really...
Well, I think because it's like anonymous, people are just extra relatable because they're not holding back any details.
Yeah, people are like, usually they'll start off with like, I've already talked to my parents and my friends about this and like no one understands, like, so Reddit, what do you think? Like, it's, you truly get an unbiased magic eight ball of sorts. Like, am I right? Am I wrong? So I love that one. I love True Off My Chest, which is kind of similar. It's just like people venting. And sometimes those subreddits will like lead me down a rabbit hole of other things. But you know, there's a lot of Reddit forums that I don't even know what they're called, subreddits, I guess, that I don't look at.
The ones that Alex got me onto.
There are some really good ones.
That I think are cool are, damn, that's interesting.
Oh, I'm on that one too.
Yeah. Explain Like I'm Five, Facepalm.
Yep.
And then Futurology. I think those are the ones that he, oh, and then Mildly Infuriating.
I'm on History Porn as well. There's like a bunch of them that I'm on that I like.
That's so classic.
It's just like fun facts. Like I love fun facts. I also listen to two podcasts where they read Reddit posts and talk about them.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
And I really, yes, if you guys want recommendations, Two Hot Takes is the first one that I listen to and I enjoy it. The girl's voice is really soothing too. And I think she's really good. Like she handles the post really delicately and it's not like she's just like roasting the people that are writing. Like I feel like she handles it really well, but it's really interesting. She brings on like some really famous guests, so she does it over there. And then there's also Smosh Reads Reddit Stories. Smosh being this like huge YouTube channel that I used to watch so much when I was younger, like comedy, and now they do this like Reddit show and I really enjoy it. Like, it's just, it's good.
I think stuff. It's, like, good to learn something new every day. Like, look at this. I'm on, damn, that's interesting, a massive spider web on an aloe vera plant. Look how crazy that is.
I don't like that. I've never been exposed to...
Look how crazy that is.
I've never been exposed to the good side of Reddit. I feel like the only time that I ever even hear about Reddit until now is people saying that it is a place that just harbors hate. So whenever I see Reddit pop up, if I Google something, which usually is like a health ailment or something where I'm self-diagnosing myself, and a Reddit comes up, I just avoid it.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. You have to be in the right headspace to go on Reddit. Reddit can be good, Reddit can be bad. TikTok can be good, TikTok can be bad.
All these things. Should we do the intro before we forget?
Yeah, last week, guys, we forgot the intro. We totally forgot the intro. When I was editing, I was like, okay, when's it going to come? Like, any minute now. I got to like 30 minutes in. I'm like, wow, we're crazy. And then we just fully never did it. So
then we decided to maybe pass. So with that, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Oliver and I are doing great over here.
Well, actually, the girls have seen better days. Like our group chat today, the girls were like, oh my God, I feel so sick. I need to sleep for like days. I was like, literally, what the fuck is happening?
Daylight savings. I don't know why this year, and especially this time around, because it wasn't like we lost an hour of sleep. We gained an hour of sleep. I don't know what has caught up with me, but I have just been so exhausted the past few days.
And well, I think it takes a week. Well. I think it takes a week for us to fully adjust.
Yeah. My appetite's been off. I've been like hungry at the weirdest times. I feel also jet lagged in a sense, but it literally is 1 hour. So that does not make sense.
Yeah, but I feel like it throws off your entire schedule. Like, even though it's 1 hour this morning, I literally woke up at like 2:30, 3:30, 4:30. Like, I could not sleep, save my life last night.
Yeah, because you're trying, your brain's like, should I be awake now? No. Should, you know, it's just very confusing. Or should I be going to bed now? Like, I mean, the 1 hour.
I'm getting so much like more tired earlier on. Like, Colby and I were texting last night. It was like 8:30 p.m.
I could not keep my eyes open.
And we were both like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Well, honestly, after the Halloween weekend, like, Halloween weekend always takes it out of me. We've had a lot of things going on.
No, this weekend was a marathon.
So I think it makes sense. Like, I was sitting on the train today because I've taken the train four ways in the past like 3 days, all self-inflicted. Like, I did this to myself. I fully planned this, knowing I'd be like, I'll be fine. Like, I always do this like 3 weeks in advance. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna plan a lot of things in like 3 weeks from now, but by that time, like, I'll be good. I'll have a great time. Like, it'll be fine. I'll like power through.
I mean, I really can't believe you were in Maryland for the last 24 hours. Like, Katie literally just sat her butt down from being in Maryland.
Yeah, I was 10 minutes ago. I was
she
in Maryland.
Had to go cast that vote in
I had
person.
To go cast that vote. I had to go figure out how the votes are cast IRL, because I've never done that before and I really wanted to do it, and it was really so anticlimactic. Yeah.
What do you do? Check some boxes and then
check. Yep. Filled in. They were like, do you want, I guess you can get like some sort of like device to mark the little circles. It felt like I was taking the SAT, yeah, where you like fill in the bubbles,
you
obviously
bubble in your name,
which, you know, that's not crazy, but like apparently I could have used a device.
I did it virtually. Like, I just like checked some boxes.
Oh, you virtually did it. Okay, see. Yeah, that's what I yeah.
Well, this, if you get an absentee year ballot, you can like do it online.
That's what I've done. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is my first year. I was like, I want to go IRL. So I'm like, let me book some trains. I just like really wanted the experience. So now I know what it's like. Even though that's I fully fun. Went to the wrong place when I was first showing up, and then I had to be redirected to the right place.
Is Maryland a swing state?
Whoa.
I just, yep. Glitched. Thinking about the election makes me glitch.
I feel like Maryland's very blue.
Yeah, we know we're not a swing state. Yeah, I think it's, yeah. But
although I think our governor is Republican, isn't Larry Hogan the governor?
Larry Hogan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've been getting a lot of texts from Larry Hogan recently.
I actually think a lot of Democrats like him, though.
Yes, because he's pro-choice.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, which we love. Anyway, but
love that for him.
Cast my vote back here, but. All's that to say, I think that is why we're tired. All the travel. I was like sitting on the train. I'm like, why am I so tired? I'm like, well, I've been traveling a lot, which is a lot of sitting still. When you sit still, you get tired, I feel like. You know, it's like you need to be moving. You need to be like, I don't know, all the science involved in that. But
body's in motion, stay in motion.
There we go.
Well, we had a crazy weekend celebrating Miss Katie Bellotti over here.
We sure did.
For her annual Halloween party.
The big bash.
I feel adequately celebrated now. I'm done. Like, I'm good for a year, you know?
We definitely had some celebrations for Katie.
I feel celebrated. I'm good. Like,
I mean, so walk the people through, like, your week of celebration.
Well,
we recapped the weekend with Jack.
What we talked about. Yeah, weekend with Jack. We had, like, our dinner. I had a bunch of events last week. Or, like, our dinner. You guys were there. My birthday dinner, where you guys were there.
Which was amazing.
Which was so good.
Daddy's.
Colby's recommendation at Daddy's. And
good rec, Colb.
The girls / plus Adam gave me a bunch of great gifts, including stacked mat. I feel so cool. I have not used it yet. I'm using it tomorrow. It's a yoga mat, like a bougie yoga mat that I have wanted, but I just have not had. And so I'm very excited. It's moss green. Very excited about that. Then I actually had a lot of like work events last week. I drank every day last week, which is such an issue.
Yeah, that's another thing that I think is affecting me.
Yeah, I didn't sleep well. Because like, if you think about it, I'm sure you guys know this from like the Aura rings and like the Whoop and everything, like you do not sleep well after you drink. Even if it's just one glass of wine, like it affects your sleep. So that's definitely why.
It's so like your heart rate, the restfulness of your sleep.
So I'm taking a cleanse this week. Okay, of water.
I think you guys need to recap your Heidi Klum Halloween party, because I have not heard about it. And I feel like it's kind of an iconic event that needs to be shared on the podcast. Yes.
Adam, thank you very much. Because
don't mind me just producing over here.
The way that my brain was fully getting ready to just completely gloss over that. Like, I forgot that
breeze
we even...
Breeze right through
like,
it.
Like, how could you? It's like, you guys literally texted us being like, we're dancing with Ali and AJ. Like, you think I was just going to let you skip over this? Like, I didn't hear the recap yet.
Yeah, guys, like, seriously, I don't know how to even begin with this, but I guess I'll begin with the invitation. So I was driving home from my upstate weekend with Jack, and I get a text from my manager saying, you're not gonna believe this. And then like, I couldn't, like, I was driving and it wasn't, I didn't have like the car play on, so I couldn't see. I just saw the first line of the text.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is either really good or really bad. I don't know which one. So I'm like, Jack, you need to read this. And if it's something that's going to upset me, don't read it. Not that my manager like upsets me often, but like I was anticipating like some bad brand feedback.
No, like, your content wasn't approved. You had to reshoot something.
Like that sort of phrase, like you don't know what's going to come after that. And so he's reading the message and he's like, he's like, it's some party. I don't know. It's some party you got invited to. I'm like, oh, some party. Okay, whatever. It's like a lot of parties around this time of year. I'm like, what party? Like, and I just wasn't, the way he's like, some party you got invited to. He goes, oh yeah, Butterfinger. He's like, Butterfinger. I'm like, the candy Butterfinger? He's like, yeah, Butterfinger invited you to Heidi Klum. He's like struggling. I'm like, Heidi Klum? I'm like, you need to read it word for word, the entire text. And he's like, essentially reading the invitation that we got invited to Heidi Klum's Jackson annual party.
Heidi Klum.
Invited by Butterfinger, which was very cool.
It was so cool.
But that left us, what, 3 days to figure out
the
costume?
3 days to scramble.
We had not known about this invitation until literally 3 days before, so we had to figure out our costumes.
And I had one costume that didn't make sense to wear as an individual, so we needed a second costume.
Yeah, and I'd say both of us did pretty well with our costume ideas.
Yeah,
I feel like people loved the post-it.
They came together. God. Katie's costume was like literally a showstopper. It was amazing.
Wait, so how did you dance in that costume? That's what I was most curious about. Like, did you take it off?
No, surprisingly, it was pretty, I was pretty agile in the post-it.
Okay.
I had ordered the post-it. It essentially was a poster board in the shape of a square that I had created the, like, I dragged and dropped the image. Like, I did this whole, like, internet searching situation trying to figure out, if you guys don't know, it's the, I was the post-it note from Sex and the City, Burger's breakup post-it note to Carrie.
Mm.
So I was just like Googling images, trying to figure out. And then I honestly did all of this. I figured out the idea when I was in the car. Like, I was thinking, I was spitballing with Jack. I was like, what do I do? I was going to do that girl from TikTok. What's her name again? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. You told me. Oh, my God.
Nara Smith.
Smith. Yeah.
Nara Smith. I was going
to
be her.
I kept being about to say Nora Jones.
Not Nora Jones. That wouldn't be terrible, but I don't think people would know who I was. But Nara Smith. I was going to be her. I also don't know why it just took me so long to figure out her name, because I'm like obsessed with her. I think she's hilarious. But anyway, so I was going to be her, and then I like kind of spitballed some other ideas, and I was like, oh, I could be the sticky note from Sex and the City. Like, I had that like pinned on my Pinterest in general, and then I just like quickly overnighted the poster and everything, and then I literally just duct taped like string to the back and put it around my neck, kind of like a necklace. Yeah. And then
it's like your chain.
Yeah. But I swear to God, I've never gotten stopped so often, so many times in one night for a photo.
No, it was so exciting. Random
that.
People in the street.
Oh, yeah. The people in the street.
People at the party.
Loved it. And people would just look at me and be like, they would just like stare at me and be like, yeah, like nod approvingly. When someone looks at you and nods approvingly, my God, no greater feeling.
How did you even come up with this? Like, I feel like that's such a good idea.
Well, I saw it on the internet. Oh, okay. I totally did not create this idea.
Yeah, it was very creative.
Yeah, I'd seen it a few times in different ways. And I honestly, like, I don't even think mine was, like, the best one I've seen. Like, I saw some where this one girl had the front one. And she, you know how, like, on the back of a post-it pad, there's, like, the logo repeated a bunch of times? She had the back part of it, too, like, on her back. So she had, like, two sides. Like, she was, like, the middle of the sticky note, but had like the front and the back. So I didn't do that. I didn't go that hard, but everyone knew who I was.
It got the job done.
Yeah. I was on Miss Dow Jones' Instagram story. Do you know who she is?
Ah, yes.
Yep. She posted me on her Instagram story and said I was her favorite costume of the night.
I love
so
that.
So good.
Anyway.
At one point though, some people that didn't get it because of what the note said, I was like, I wonder if people are thinking, because some people would look at it and be like,
they were a little confused.
Oh, that's so funny, because so many people were stopping and taking pictures with her.
And but then people like weren't actually
thinking
getting it.
That maybe people who weren't getting it were thinking that she was just saying that she couldn't dress up.
Yeah, because the note says, sorry, I can't, don't hate me, or something. Yeah, I think that's what it says,
like, yeah,
verbatim. And so people could see that and be like, oh, she didn't want to dress up for the party, so she's saying I can't, don't hate me, like I can't dress up.
Right.
But it's very much like, if you know, you know.
Some people literally were then reciting the lines from the show.
Yeah, because there was like a next part, like people have memorized this scene. It's a very known scene in the show. So yeah, people, gosh, it was great. It was really great.
So you were popular.
Colby was too.
Yes,
a lot of people loved Colby's costume as well.
Not nearly as popular as Katie, which is so fine. Your costume deserved all of its clout.
You were Mia Thermopolis.
I was.
The queen of Genovia, right?
Princess.
Is she the queen now, though?
I think. Maybe in the third movie.
Like,
wait, does that mean her grandma died?
No, she stepped down. She retired.
She passed it down.
Gosh.
Yeah, and that's why she then needed to find a boyfriend in the next movie.
Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Chris Pine. And I hear that he may not be involved in the reboot, which makes me nervous. Sad. He said, like, someone asked him if he was going to be in the reboot, and he's like, well, I'm interested if they want me in it. So I'm thinking the fact that he hasn't already been asked, I'm like, wait, is he not involved?
Maybe they're still developing it.
Yeah, that's giving me hope. But he said he'd be interested, so that's good.
Good. He's so handsome.
Chris Pine is aged like a fine wine.
Yeah, boy is so hot.
He is so handsome.
Okay, so you guys had a good time.
Yes.
Who was the most famous person you saw? Give me the tea. Did you see Bethany?
People keep asking that.
Yeah, the thing about it is, here's the thing. Heidi Klum's party, like, I think there were certainly a lot of celebrities there, but it's definitely not, like, I don't think an event that people, like, it isn't as star-studded as you might think. It is not, like, obvious people, because a lot of people are, first of all, wearing masks, so it's impossible to figure out who, like, half the people are. So there could have been way, like, huge celebrities there. We just have no idea who they were. Like, one of them was wearing a full-on Barney suit. Like, there are a lot of famous people there, but, like, it's really not easy to distinguish who's who. Yeah. Is what I'm trying to get at.
I was looking at the red carpet roundups after and was thinking how I saw people, and I was like, I had no idea who that was.
Okay.
That, and I feel like a lot of people didn't go to the red carpet. Like, you didn't have to. There wasn't a lot of photo or photography action happening in the party aside from when Heidi and her husband came out as E.T. Like, I feel like it was very easy to fly under the radar. Like, I saw zero images of Allie and AJ.
Yeah.
Like, documentation of them at the event, but they were fully there. We were fully with them, like, on the dance floor with them.
Right.
And they were so incognito, and they are, like, famous.
They were my first concert.
Yeah.
If you remember.
Exactly. So I'm like, no, I feel like there were definitely more people there. There was all these Power Rangers that kept their masks on the entire time. So it's like, how, like, you don't know. I think it'd be the perfect place for, like, a major celebrity to just go and, like, have a normal night out on the town without being, like, in danger or anything of that nature.
I wonder if celebrities just do that, like, I'm sure, around Halloween time.
Well, Halloween would be the perfect opportunity for a famous person to step out and just not be detected.
People were out in the West Village on Halloween. Anne Hathaway was out with her kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did see that.
I saw a lot of photos. And, yeah, I feel like it's just an easy time to fly under the radar.
Well, there's so much going on.
Dressed up as everyone,
and it's like chaotic. I feel like,
right,
there's so many people just out and about. Like, the West Village was insane,
crazy.
Halloween is now over, and we have a whole year until it happens again.
That's fair.
The thing is, Halloween is definitely one of my favorite holidays, and yet when it's over, I am so relieved.
I feel like it's also because you host a big party.
True, but it's like, I feel like there's also just this air of everyone's trying really hard to do, like, a witty, creative costume. There's just this air of stress, I feel like, leading up to it, because no one knows what to be.
Yeah.
And then it happens, and people are like, oh, like, I could have gone harder, I could have done that. Or you see someone else did your costume the weekend before, and then you're pissed. You're like, oh, someone else already did this.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's really fun, but there's also a lot of stress involved.
And this is the pressure of, like, getting
what
the picture.
What is that girl's name who thinks that Kendall Jenner copies her?
JC Marie.
I also am now a part of this theory.
What do you mean?
She thinks Kendall Jenner had to have known that I was dressing up as Paris and Nicole, and she and Hailey Bieber did that on actual Halloween, and then she and Kylie dressed up as Lizzie and Isabella from the Lizzie McGuire movie over the weekend, which I was with Adam, was our Paolo 2 years ago. And last year, it's just coming off of when I was Kendall and Kylie. So,
wait, I can't believe that was 2 years ago that we were Lizzie McGuire.
That was a really iconic costume. You guys did it better than them, honestly.
That was when I decided that it was, like, embarrassing to not go all out if you are going to try and dress up. Actually, I guess the year before we did Mean Girls like decently well.
No, you did Mean Girls very well.
But yeah, then we did Lizzie McGuire, and then last year and this year obviously were like absurd, but
yeah.
Last year was the most absurd though. Like your Kendall and Kylie costumes were like pretty iconic.
I came across the hot glue gun when we were getting ready. And I was like, oh my God, thank God we're not hot gluing feathers right now. That was our entire day of the party last year. We're trying to figure out how to do that.
I think I want to do more of a DIY costume next year. This year's was a good costume. Like, I was definitely scary. I was a Victorian vampire, and so was Ashley, my sister, and then Jack was Dracula. But I was like, you know, this is great. I feel scary. I feel like I looked good. But I'm like, I think I want to be more creative next year.
Yeah, you were terrifying.
I was really scary. I know that. Like, the glam was really scary.
Kat did a great job.
From far away, yeah. My eyes looked like black holes.
The glam was crazy, but in the best way.
No, it was really good. Like, we did vampire really well, but...
Yeah, my costume ended up being stealing other people's costumes was my shtick throughout the night.
I think that's something, though.
I did such a great job with my salt burn look, and then, of course, within 2 seconds of being in Katie's party... I get caught on a cobweb in my
head. Yeah, I was confused how that happened.
Okay, so I literally walk into the party and Katie's like, oh my God, let me take a picture. I was with somebody. I forget who I was with. Maybe it was you. Oh, it was Emily? Oh, because yeah. Our friend Emily also did salt burn with me.
You and Emily, I was like, you two, get together, picture. Yeah.
Emily dressed up as Jacob Elordi. I dressed up as Barry Keoghan or however you pronounce his last name. And I'm like posing for the picture, and then all of a sudden I feel like a tugging in my head, and it's because my horns had gotten caught in the cobwebs, and then the cobwebs pulled the horns off and they hit the ground and shattered into like a million pieces.
Oh, they fell because I thought that one had broken off.
You've already gotten your photos though at that point, which is good.
Luckily, I'd already gotten the photos, but then the issue that I ran into is people started thinking I was dressed up as P. Diddy.
Ooh.
Because the outfit that I wore is literally an outfit that he wore to his white party. I was in a white vest, and like my fault was that I got the ivy. So if you've seen Saltburn, you know that there's this like party scene at the end, and Barry Keoghan wears this white blazer with like ivy embroidered on it basically, and then white pants, a black belt, and stag horns basically.
Okay.
And so I had the stag horns, had the white vest, had the white pants, had the black belt, whatever. And I bought the ivy to kind of plaster on the white jacket. And as Adam does, like, I wanted to be clothesless. So I was like, I'm not wearing a white blazer. I'm going to get a white vest. Get the white vest, get the ivy, decided that it would be too much work to put the ivy on the vest.
Too much work.
Well, also, you know, in typical Adam fashion, I was planning on returning the white vest after wearing it.
Did you?
To Amazon. Well, that's a whole other story, but I couldn't because
How much was it?
It was like $35.
Oh, well,
and like I was doing such a good job of like keeping it super clean until the end of the party when I started getting a little too crazy, and then I found the poll. This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets, and with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
Then Adam found the poll.
I found the poll.
A lot of photo evidence of Adam on the poll.
And it wasn't a pole, guys. It was a structural beam, a very, very thick structural beam that I decided to mount like a pole and swing around like a pole. And then what happens when you apparently mount a structural beam and start swinging around it is the tar starts coming off all over your white outfit.
Oh, no.
So unfortunately, my white Acne Studio jeans, like, of course, I wear like my nice white jeans that I'm obsessed with because they looked good.
Damn it.
Ripped down the middle and are covered in black tar from the pole. And then on top of that, the white vest, I like wake up the next morning and I'm like disoriented because Katie's party was so much fun. And we were pretty fucked up, I feel like. We were there like all night.
Well, that was dancing. The goal. The goal was to get really drunk, and the goal was achieved. I had at least 6 shots.
Goals, easy. Easily 6 shots.
Somehow I wasn't hungover. I don't know how that happened, but.
I didn't take any shots.
I took a lot of shots.
I actually took one shot before I left my house.
Well, the thing is, the birthday of it all, people buy you shots because it is your birthday.
Yes.
And quite a few people bought me shots, and therefore, that is why I am...
Yeah. But it was a fun party. Like, we were vibing.
It was so fun.
I honestly feel like it was, like, your most fun Halloween party.
The music was so good.
No, it was my favorite of the birthday parties. Yeah. Number four.
There's plenty
four,
of room to dance.
Number four is the best party I've had so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music was
read
amazing.
Read it and weep. So you woke up the next day disoriented.
Woke up the next day disoriented because I was out. I mean, we actually, since the party started at 8:30, I think I was actually in bed
you
asleep.
You got home by 12:30.
I think like 1 or 1:30 I was home by.
That's the beauty of starting the party early. Again, yeah. I was saying this last week.
Because we started pre-gaming at like 7.
Well, I didn't get home until 2:30.
Yeah, Colby was out later than me.
Yeah, I got home 1:30.
But you told me that you were leaving, and I was like, oh, I have all my home friends. And you were like, no, that's so fine. You should 100% stay. And I was like, okay, bye.
Well, okay, my issue towards the end of the night is Colby and I were like hanging out, sitting up on a little stand. Like, I think at that point we had kind of like danced our little hearts out.
Yeah.
And at that point, your entire party had basically left, because that's when East Point had opened up to the wider group.
Yes,
only like the leftovers, which was like me, Colby, you and your sisters were somewhere. I didn't even see you guys anymore.
There was like, when I left though, there were still a lot of people there, like,
yeah, so in
on
the
stage, no, I think
like,
Katie
yeah,
might have left by the time that you left.
She didn't.
Oh yeah.
I left at 1:30.
Okay.
I know, because we had gotten pizza by 2 and then I went to bed at 3.
Got it.
So that was kind of my like whole thing, is like, I didn't even know where Katie and her friends were
because
anymore.
Because it got really busy. Like, once it opened up, like all these like fratty dudes got tables and all this stuff. And I'm like, where the hell are my friends? I'm like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
go home now. I didn't even know if Katie had left at that point.
I didn't know you guys were still there. I didn't see you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So I was with Colby and we were just sitting there, and I was like, I literally can't hear a single thing Colby's saying to me because it was also so loud in there, and my ears were ringing because we were right next to the DJ booth the entire night.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I actually could be deaf and I have no idea, so I'm just going to escort myself out of this place.
Yeah, I'll see you later. I said this too when I was describing the party. I was like, I think I got so drunk because I was around all of these people and I felt like I should be talking to them, so I kept trying to talk to them, but then you couldn't hear anything. So I couldn't have conversations, so I just kept drinking.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really where that area right by the speakers was very loud. I found over by the bar it was quieter. The DJ, DJ Trust.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
we
him.
We trusted DJ Trust.
DJ Trust, if you recall last week's episode, I was putting a lot of trust in DJ Trust. I had never heard his work, from my knowledge. I did figure out, I think I actually have heard him before, at the very party that I went to that I was so inspired. I had reached out to them after the party. I went to this birthday party at this place, had such a good time that I reached out to them like literally that day and was like, what are you guys doing on November 1st? Because that's when I went to my party. I think he was performing that night that I went. But I put a lot of trust in DJ Trust, and he delivered. He
cultivated a vibe.
Yeah. When I walked in, he was like, what vibe are we looking for? And I was like, I want songs where everyone or most people know the words to every single one. I want quick bursts. I want, like, once people look like they're kind of like not into it, change that song. Late 90s, early 2000s, sing-alongs. What else did I say? I said, like, throw some spooky ones in there. Like, throw just a few spooky ones in there, but not too many spooky ones. Like,
little spooky, but don't be too spooky.
Little Monster Mash here and there wouldn't hurt anyone. And that was it.
You gave him, like, very explicit instructions.
Yeah, but he was also, like, he's like, if you have any requests, like, just walk over and just tell me. Like, I'll take requests. And I was fully expecting, because I think, like, 2 parties ago, whoever I hired for the DJ, like, was really adamant about no requests and was kind of a dick about it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I miss you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. He was like, no requests.
No requests.
And would get really angry if anyone requested.
And he had a piece of paper that said no requests.
Yeah, he was
meanwhile,
a dick.
This DJ, DJ Trust... We trust DJ Trust. He trusts the suggestions. You know, he was a man of the people.
He did not let us down.
I loved him. He actually left before I could even like tip him or say bye. I need to reach out to him on Instagram.
He did a great job.
Yeah. Anyway.
So we had like a great time, I feel like. But then anyways, the next morning I wake up disoriented.
Oh,
One, with no voice. I literally could not speak because I was scream singing the entire night. And then 2, I'm like looking around. I have our friend Mia's like entire Statue of Liberty costume on my floor.
Yeah.
Because I stole her Statue of Liberty torch.
As
my microphone was part of my costume. And then Brooke's boyfriend, Ben, I stole his mayor sash. So I was also the mayor. And then Carly's boyfriend gave me his Grecian like headband. Mm-hmm. And so that was on my doormat. So I apparently was also a Greek god again. Did I collect anybody else's? I think those are the three costumes that I collected. I think I was telling people that I was the first lady with my mayor sash and my Statue of Liberty torch because I was in like this whole white getup.
That would work.
Because I'm not even kidding. Three people came up to me and were like, where's your baby oil? Like, you look like P. Diddy.
Oh, maybe that's why you're on the wrong side of TikTok.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so.
It's, you know, like your P. Diddy costume and is giving Trumpy vibes.
No, I was mortified. I was like, I'm Barry Keoghan.
I'd be like, why is that your first thought? That says something about you.
Right.
How if you're going to ask me that, this like, outfit. Why is that top of mind for you?
Yes.
You know?
So if anybody's curious, I was Saltburn and not P. Diddy.
I think people know at this point.
I hope so.
I think so.
Well, I did post, so you know.
Yeah, no, that's why I was saying that. Ourselves. I think people know at this point.
Yes, but great party, Kathy. It was very fun. Thank
you. Yeah, very well executed.
No, it was great. And you know how I was worried, listeners, dear listeners, about having way too many people there? It ended up being perfect.
So perfect.
Because people really did come and go, but mostly people just like the entrances were staggered.
Yeah.
So at one point there were a lot of people in there. I was looking around. I'm like, wait, I like know everyone in here. How do I know this many people? Crazy.
Yeah.
My parents had a lit time. They loved it.
I did not even see your dad
once the entire time. Okay, glitched worse than I did when I was trying to talk earlier when he looked at me.
He couldn't figure out who Colby was because the blonde wig was throwing him off and
he was like, I'm used to you with black hair, but the blonde hair, he like legitimately could not figure it out.
Well, it my parents
was so funny.
They had gone on a bar crawl before the party. And then they left my party and went to a 4-hour long dinner. They ended up like, you know how they are. They had like a full night. And then the next morning we're up shopping at like 7 a.m.
I love that.
Like you guys are crazy.
I don't understand parents.
Yeah, but they really had such a good time. The cast of Below Deck. I can't wait to see the photos come back. I dropped them off. I'm going to get the digitals tomorrow.
I think you'll probably get them tonight, which will be a nice distraction.
Yeah, I really have no idea what's on there because I ended up, I got 5 of the 6 back. There were 6 cameras. One person did not do their job and give me the camera back.
I specifically remember giving it to you it in Ashley's bag.
Yep.
I did too.
No, you guys cameras. Were great. You were trusted. I don't know who I trusted 6 individuals and one did not follow through, but
ooh.
I'm not going to name names. I think we'll probably figure it out. It's like,
name
hey,
them.
Who is going to text me and be like, hey, do you have any more pictures? Like, where'd the other pictures go? I'm going to be like, oh, yeah. You were the one. You were the one with the disposable that didn't make it into my bag. Whatever. Anyway, 5 out of 6 is still a lot of pictures. And it's so much cheaper than hiring a photographer.
100%.
Like, the end cost is way cheaper.
But also, we have never really liked that much the pictures from the photographer.
Yeah.
Like.
I think it's much
too
more
high res when you're consuming alcohol.
Yeah, I need to like have no like real focus on my face. Like I need a slight grain, slight blur.
Did you get the prints as well, or did you say no prints, just digital?
Just digital, because I figure
it'd be kind of fun for you to get the prints.
Well, I can print them myself.
That's
like
true.
From the digital, I wasn't sure how much they were going to charge me at this place.
Yeah, it's $20 for both.
Well, I didn't
per camera.
Truly, $20 per camera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because I think it's 12. For just the digitals.
12 per camera?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, it cost me like $60 at this place to get them developed. Just digitals. Yeah.
But then I can make a photo album.
The thing about me is, I love the idea of an album.
Yeah.
But I'm like, great, how often will I look at this? Probably not often. Where will I put it, first of all?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
I have like 4 in my apartment.
Okay.
And we do look at them, but we were like, we started doing it as our children are only going to have iPhone images of us ever. So we were like, from these years of our lives, to have a compilation of printout photos would be kind of fun.
That's really cute.
So we have them on our thing under our TV.
Well, Jack made me a photo album. It's right there. Maybe I'll print them out and put them in there. Who knows? Who knows?
Cute
we'll
ideas.
See. We'll see. There's time for this. I can, because I have the digitals, send them to CVS and have them printed if I want.
I love that.
But yeah, I can't wait to see if there's any surprises on there for me. Like anything, I was like, wait, who is that?
I definitely took good pictures, so I'm excited to see them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't feel like it'll be super timely once everyone gets them, because it's like, okay, well, I already posted, but whatever.
Yeah, that's
fair. It's the thought that counts, you know?
Thought that counts. Anyways, good party, Kathy. That was a good start to our weekend.
Thank you very much. Yeah, start to the weekend. Oh, yes, because then we had other things that we did.
I was a menace to society.
Saturday, I got Jack to get his first pedicure, and I feel so good about it. He hated it, but I was sick of looking at his crusty feet. And ew. So I said, it's still my birthday week, so you're coming with me. Well, first of all, my toes were really tragic. After just like wearing a lot of heels recently, I feel like it scraped away every shred of nail polish I had and like made my feet look terrible. So like, I'm going to get a pedicure and you're coming with me because you've never had one. First of all, he'd never had one, so he didn't know what was in store. Mm-hmm. He didn't know that there'd be the whole like under the foot scrubbing situation. That was his least favorite part. But honestly, I'm feeling good about it. His feet look so much better.
I don't understand how you can hate a pedicure. I 100% understand how you could hate a manicure solely because it's so debilitating for the 40 minutes that you're sitting there without being able to use your hands.
Yes.
But a pedicure, you can sit and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And you're just getting pampered.
I do feel like, though, if you've never gotten a pedicure, like the under the foot scrub is a little bit intense.
He didn't like the cuticle. They were like getting in there with that little like trimmer, like the cuticle trimmer. Well, they were
mortified if he's never had pedicure.
Maybe he had some ingrown hair or ingrown toenails.
He definitely did. I mean, he's an ex-soccer player. Like, he has all sorts of issues with his feet. Anyway, they look gorgeous now. And I'm just, I consider it a win. And I'm now like, okay, I'm not going to force you to get many pedicures in your life. But like, before we go on a vacation, for example, we're going.
If his dogs are gonna be out, they gotta be polished.
If they're barking.
I mean, Jack is funny. Jack doesn't own a pair of flip flops. Like, he doesn't own anything where his toes are showing.
Okay,
what does he wear on the beach?
Loafers. Can you believe that?
That is so scary.
It's literally criminal. He's so British. It's ridiculous. Like, they don't like go to the beach.
That's so scary.
Yeah,
he needs a pair of rainbows or something.
No, but now he can wear them. Now he's approved. Now they're he's groomed. Marked safe. He can wear. He can have his dogs out because his toes are looking good.
His life is going to be so changed.
Yeah.
I tried Bad Roman.
How was that?
It was actually a lot better than I expected. Was it you I was texting and I was like, oh, I'm... Because basically what happened is three of my gay friends from DC all moved to New York. And as we know, I'm a horrible gay. And they were like, you have no choice. We're going out on the gay scene in New York. And I was like, I am the worst person to be guiding you to the gay scene of New York, but sure. And so they initially made a reservation at this like random Thai restaurant in Hell's Kitchen, because Hell's Kitchen is where a lot of the gay bars are.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, guys, I'm sorry, we're not going to like some random Thai restaurant in Hell's Kitchen before we're going to the bars. Like, we need a vibe. So I got this reservation at Bad Roman. And for those who don't know, Bad Roman is this kind of like new restaurant in Columbus Circle. They have this like dish with this like a bunch of pepperonis that you can dip in ranch, if you've seen pictures of it. Katie would love it, actually.
I've not seen this. I did hear someone talking about it like on a show, I feel like.
And they're like very polarizing reviews about Roman. Like, some people really like it and then some people like think it's disgusting.
Oh, it's Italian.
I feel like I've heard all the negative reviews.
Yeah. But I've heard from like other people that it's great. And
did you get the lemon dessert thing?
Now, you know, since we were like being gay that night, we kind of like, you know, I kept the eating light.
You just ate pepperonis. I feel like that's a horrible thing to eat.
Well, the rest of the boys had like full meals, but I was like, I'm just gonna have some pepperonis and a salad.
Weren't you like burping up pepperonis all night?
No, I mean I chew like 100 pieces of gum at a time, so like
so you were fine.
So I was good.
But there are some really terrible Yelp reviews.
Really?
I just looked it up to look at pictures. Someone goes, I really don't know what to say about this place. I can't believe I was that excited to come here, honestly.
Ouch.
I guess I should have known this place was more of a trend than anything. Very disappointing. People are brutal.
I wonder why they didn't like it so much, because I had definitely seen the horrible reviews. And when it first opened, I got a reservation like basically like a week with an opening night. And then I saw all the horrible reviews coming out and I was like, oh, fuck this place. I'm not going. Like, I'm going to cancel the reservation. But then this time, I'd over the past couple of months seen people go and they were like, oh, it's actually not too bad.
So you liked it.
Yeah. So, I thought it was good. Like, I thought the salad that I ate was good. The pepperonis, I thought the meatballs were fine.
I feel like people get to be so crazy about their, like, very picky. Yeah. But also, we don't know if this is like staff from other restaurants going on Yelp and like, you know what I mean?
I also thought the vibe.
The internet is a crazy place. Like, people could so be like lying.
What other restaurants does the people who own that own?
I don't know.
Is it a restaurant group?
Yeah, sure. But and they all have a similar vibe. I'm looking it up now.
I mean, it was a poppin' place. Like, it was definitely a scene. It was completely full.
What were you drinking?
I'm assuming, I think it's like Cucina Alba or something.
Yeah. It's like that would make sense. It's kind of decorated similarly.
I know, but I don't know if I'm right or not.
But anyways, afterwards, we go out on the gay scene. And so this, like, very popular TikTok guy walks by us at one of the gay bars. And my friend is like, oh, that's XYZ, like, this popular TikTok guy.
What bar were you at?
It's a bar called Industry, I think, potentially. Or Rise. No, it's called Rise. So we went to this bar called Rise, which is a gay bar in Hell's Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And it's, like, one of those places where you walk in and the bouncer is like, watch your drink. Like, make sure you keep your phone on you at all times. Because I guess some people, like, get drugged.
Whoa.
Or like your phone stolen. But it's like a very popular gay bar. And so a lot of gays go there. And so anyways, we're in this place and this very popular TikTok gay walks by. And like, I didn't recognize who it was. And my friend was like, oh, that's this person. And I was like, wait, are you sure? Like, I matched with that guy on Tinder before. Because basically I had remembered that I'd matched with this TikTok guy like 2 years ago on Tinder. And then sure enough, I go back on Tinder and I find him. And I'm not going to say who it was. I'll tell you guys after. But it was like, very popular TikTok gay who does this bit with this other girl.
Okay.
And I literally was so drunk. I go back in my Tinder from 2 years ago. The guy had messaged me being like, hey, cutie, or something like that. And I respond 2 years later being like, hey, I know I'm 2 years late, but what did I say? I said, hey, I know I'm 2 years late, but I just re-downloaded Tinder in case you're interested in revisiting.
Did he respond?
No. He's probably like, fuck this dude.
You should have just gone up and talked to him.
I should have, but you know.
I mean, that takes a lot of guts. I know it's like really crazy of me to say that. Just also, like, go walk up to him. But
yeah, I would have had to like play dumb or something.
You could be like, I think we matched on Tinder 2 years ago.
Yeah, true.
And he'd be
and
like,
then he'd be like, yeah, and you ghosted me.
Yeah, probably.
Facts.
If he went back and looked.
But no, then the night only went downhill from there. Like, I think I had 100 tequila sodas and went to this club called, what's it called? The Eagle.
The Eagle?
The Eagle.
The Eagle has landed.
The Eagle is a gay club in Meatpacking. And within 2 seconds of being inside the Eagle, my shirt was off, and all of a sudden I was being passed around like a blunt at a party. There's no other easy way to say it, guys. I think I made out with 100 guys.
Okay, so
you had a really incredible gay night.
I had a very, like, I was the gayest gay of all the gays.
I'm really happy for you. I feel like you needed one of those. You haven't had one of those in a while.
It was so funny because Alex is out of town, and anytime Alex goes out of town is when I decide to be crazy. Like, yeah. I don't know what it is, like, what the correlation is, but I texted Alex that night, and I was like, I don't know what just happened, but I just made out with like 100 guys.
It's like your parents are on vacation. You know, you're going to throw a party because your parents are out of town.
Yes.
You're going to rage.
Unsupervised.
I feel like it's like in a similar grain to that. Yeah. Like, obviously, Alex is not your parent, but he does like care about you a lot. And so he probably would be a bit worried if you were like out till the break of dawn.
No, literally.
And didn't tell him where you were.
He was dying. He was like, this always happens. Like, literally, every time I leave the apartment to go out of town, you end up doing some crazy gay thing. And sure enough.
Another crazy gay thing.
No, guys, I literally, like, if I'm actually putting a number to it, I think I made out with 7 guys, like, within a span of 3 hours.
That's fabulous.
The other horrible thing about this place is the Eagle is kind of one of those, like, warehouse-esque clubs.
Where is it? In Brooklyn?
It's in Meatpacking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that just, like, a wide open space, you mean?
So there's a lot of different rooms that are different vibes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, I kind of love the sound of this.
And like different music playing in each of the rooms. And so the one room that we were in is like, I don't know what the deal was, but like everybody's shirts were off. And so the next thing I know, my shirt wasn't on my body. And then all of a sudden I was just...
Is it like the naked party?
Wait.
There's like a naked party in Sex and the City.
So
where Stanford, you wear your underwear.
There's a naked room?
There was a naked thing happening on the second floor. I avoided it.
It
was a little too crazy for this podcast, I'm not going to lie. Like, just picture the worst thing you've ever pictured in your entire life, and that was what was happening in this dark room in the back.
I mean, that would be really... Like, I'm picturing myself going to, like, a naked party of any sort. Like, I just feel like that would be... I'd never see myself in that room. I never, never in a million years see myself in that room.
Wait, I have something really funny to tell you guys, though, that I don't think I texted you.
I'm excited.
Okay, so one of the guys that I was making out with, so after I stopped making out with him, because I would basically just make out with these guys for a couple of minutes and then be like, okay, I'm done. I just want to go dance with my friends, like whatever, being my little like prancy around self.
That's amazing.
Just like flirting away. And so this guy goes, oh, okay, like, do you like, let's swap Instagrams. Like, do you have an Instagram? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
Swap and spit, swap an Instagram.
Yeah, what else can we swap? I don't know. You tell me. But he pulls out his phone. I like type in my Instagram and he already followed me. And I was like, oh my God, I wonder if this is like a listener and I'm just accidentally making out with the listener of the podcast. But I don't know how he like knew me. Like it was just this awkward moment where we were like in the middle of a dance floor and he realized that he was already following me and he was kind of just staring at his phone awkwardly because he was like, this is weird.
Where do I go from here?
Do I unfollow? Yeah.
No, that's always awkward. That happens to me a lot in the influencer world of things, because usually like you'll go to an event or you sit at like a dinner with someone and at the end of the dinner it's like, oh, like, let's stay in touch, like let me follow you on Instagram, what's your Instagram? And oftentimes I will be either following, I most of the time I'm following them and they're not following me. So and it's always awkward. I'm like, oh yeah, I kind of know who you are already. But
wait, that's actually kind of funny that you say
that. It's so awkward because it's like, what do I do? Pretend like I know everything about them or I don't know everything about them when I do. Like, it's like always this weird balance you have to strike. It's like if you meet, similar but different, but like if you meet a celebrity in the wild, it's like if you're like sitting next to them on a plane or something, are you going to like be like, oh my God, hi, I know who you are? Are you going to play dumb?
Like,
are
you gonna be cool? If you go on a Hinge date and you already looked on their whole life.
No, it's like the ways in life, the moments in life where you have to play dumb.
Yeah.
It's like such a delicate dance.
I'm so good at it.
I'm really bad at it.
Kate, so. Do you remember, did we already talk about this on the podcast? Like, we went to Steven's dinner, and that couple that was sitting across from us, like, I knew exactly who they were.
We talked about the dinner very briefly in the sense that I was like, you were a social butterfly, you were crushing the dinner.
Yes,
but I don't think we said the whole thing about the couple sitting across from us.
So there was a couple sitting across from us, and I knew them from Instagram, like, very well, because, like, I followed them for years, and the second they started talking about like, oh, let's go get coffee, like, let me get your Instagram or whatever, I literally went to the bathroom and unfollowed both of them.
So then you could follow them again.
Stop.
I was like, they cannot, because the entire time that Katie and I were talking to them, though, I acted like I knew nothing about their life.
Oh.
Yeah, he had played that route. Like, if you go that route, you have to continue that route.
You do.
Unless you're like, oh, wait, I suddenly remember, I know everything about you.
I sprinkled like little things. I was like, oh, you. I think I saw that come up on like my For You page or something like that. But no, I fully followed them for like years. Well, to be
fair, I followed them. They didn't follow me back. So.
Oh, that's so rude of them.
Yeah.
Wow. They didn't follow you.
No.
Without you following them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not popular enough.
Well, they were like, what's your Instagram? And then I guess like maybe they followed me and then unfollowed me. That's so crazy. Whatever.
We also offended. Straight up had like a 3 or 4 hour dinner with them.
Yeah.
We were kind of like besties by the end. Maybe they were just faking it.
You could have gone. They probably would have definitely followed you both if you were like, I followed you for so long, I love your content.
But like, what do we really need? Like, whatever. If they don't want to follow me, they don't want to follow me. I'd rather know now.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so.
But that reminded me of that because I straight up pretended I didn't know them forever.
Made out with a guy that was already following me. So like, are you talking? Like, no. That was a one-time thing.
No, because it was such an awkward scenario that I didn't pull out my phone to follow him. And like, the way that it was about to happen is like, he would have followed me on his Instagram and then so I would have followed him.
He already followed you and he really didn't know how to proceed.
Yeah, so that he had already followed me and I was like, okay, like, I don't really know where we go from here.
So then you just looked at each other and walked away.
I turned around and continued dancing with my friends. And then he just like hovered behind me the entire night, kind of just like waiting for me to make out with him again.
Oh, poor guy. He didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Well, did he DM you?
Well, I felt bad because I had just finished making out with him. And then I turned around and another guy started making out with me right in front of me. And that guy was just like right behind me. So I was like, I just look like the town whore.
Maybe he liked it. Maybe he liked watching.
And then eventually, like after like a certain amount of guys, like I was like, oh my God, like I need to go home. Because essentially what happened is that was daylight savings night. And so
Yes.
I look at my phone and it's like 2 a.m.
What time did it strike? Did it like change the clock?
I think the clock changed at 2 a.m.
Okay.
Because I remember looking at my phone and I literally looked at my phone the second the time changed.
That's always crazy when that happens. Yeah. I remember that would happen in college. Like we would be like at a party and someone would be like, oh my God.
2 a.m. again.
Yeah.
No, it like literally was like 2 a.m. and it went back to 1 a.m. and I was like, no. Like I need to get the fuck out of here right now. Because we had our friend's engagement party the next day super early.
I was out late with my parents as well.
Yeah.
My parents can drink me under the table, I swear to God. I woke up not feeling good, and then we had to go on the train to the beautiful bridal shower, which I'm very happy.
Oh my God, we had such a good time.
And it was so lovely, but stunning. My God, I was down bad.
Yeah. I went to a dinner that we all were on the same page when we originally met up at 4 o'clock, saying that we all wanted to be asleep tucked in by 11:30 and have time to like decompress, wash our face, lay on the couch, watch a show before And then literally got home from dinner at like 11:45.
There was this energy in the air this weekend. And I really think I attribute it to the fact that we have had 4 weeks of straight sunshine and no rain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have not had rain. There's like a whole issue with like, you can't light a fire in the general vicinity because the earth is so dry because we haven't gotten rain. And I really think, like, I am getting nervous because I feel like it's going to be like 2 weeks of straight rain coming like at
we're
us.
We're
owed the rain because we've just been kind of, I don't know how, like skirting through life with no rain for the past month.
We've been safe for too long.
But this weekend was like very gorgeous, like especially gorgeous. Yeah, and prime. So I think everyone was like, let's rage face. And so we did that. And it caught up to us because now I'm tired and I have a little tickle in my throat.
Yeah, I felt like I was on a post-grad year bender for the past week, and I'm so happy to be off of it.
Yeah, I think I'm digging out my Christmas tree this weekend. So, and I promised myself when I dig out the Christmas tree, I need to address a very scary thing, which is my scary closet.
Yeah, I need to do that
as well.
My scary
closet under the stairs here. I don't know what I'm going to find in there, and I'm honestly terrified. But I said to myself, I'm like, I'm not going to let myself deck the halls, which is one of my favorite things to do, if the closet is not addressed. So we're going to first tackle the closet this weekend, and then...
That's good. That's great. Good task.
My closet and dresser are so unapproachable right now. I need to organize.
Adam's making eyes, which means he has something up his sleeve over there.
Well, I want us to read the advice segment update.
Oh, yes.
That I thought was really good.
Read.
So a few weeks ago, we did an advice segment on a girl whose boyfriend didn't want her to like do anything for his birthday, I think. That was kind of the gist of it, right? It was like he didn't want her to hang out with him on his birthday. And she was offended.
Yeah, he was like, he wanted to hang out with his friends. What was it? Is the message right above that?
I think he just didn't know because it's like an update.
She said that she wanted to do something for his birthday and he
was like dismissive about it or something.
Yeah. He was just like, no, we don't have to do anything.
Yeah. So she goes, hi, I'm writing you with a long awaited advice segment update. I wrote in a couple months ago with the birthday dilemma where my boyfriend did not want to see me on his birthday.
That.
And by the way, he does have the same birthday as Adam, September 16th.
Oh, wow.
That's funny. Okay. So after I listened to the podcast episode, I decided that I was going to take your advice and surprise him with a sweet treat after work on his birthday. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it as I was sensing that he did not love his birthday in general, as you also mentioned on the podcast. We had been texting like normal throughout the day, and he told me that his plans for the evening were to watch sports and just relax, the perfect situation for me to drop by. So, after work, I stopped at a local bakery, picked up a cupcake, and headed to his house. One detail to note is that his house is a very large bay window at the front that looks into his living room. When I got out of the car and was walking up the driveway, I saw the TV on in the living room. As I got closer, I saw that he was not alone on the couch. I'm sure you can see where this is going.
Fuck.
Upon further inspection, I saw him cozied up with another girl watching How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Ironic, I know. I was completely shocked and was debating either just leaving or knocking on the door so I could throw the cupcake in his face. I had decided to go with neither of those options and instead knocked on the window. He looked horrified and immediately got up and ran outside. All I said to him was, "We're over," and he started explaining that was his coworker and she was just dropping off some work stuff. I obviously did not believe him because the last time I checked, you don't cuddle up with your coworker on the couch.
You don't watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with your coworker on the couch.
Yeah, what the hell?
That is the same or the desired sex and on your birthday.
This
you
is tea.
Don't do that. You don't
this
do that.
This is crazy.
This is honestly, I think, the craziest advice segment update we've ever gotten.
Like, this is tea.
I love that she actually confronted him about it in that moment, though.
Yeah. I wish she threw the cupcake in his face.
Were they officially dating? That's...
I think they were, yeah.
I want to find the initial email. Like, what did we say? I guess she just said what we said.
Yeah. We were like, it sounds like he doesn't really like his birthday that much. We don't know what's happened in the past on his birthday. So maybe he does just, like, want to... We were giving this guy the benefit of the doubt tenfold.
We were like, oh, just do something small. Like, drop a little sweet treat off at his house or something. Okay, but do you want me to finish this? So
yes.
It's almost done, but she said, I left, have never spoken to him again, and enjoyed the cupcake that evening, even though I was completely heartbroken. It has been almost 2 months since that day, and I can now say that I am officially ready to dive back into the world of dating. Wish me luck. Without your advice, I may have never realized that my boyfriend was cheating on me with his coworker, so thank you.
Okay, so they were dating because he was cheating. Yeah. Wow. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is tea and a half.
You are brave and kind of my idol.
Yeah, what the hell? That's so horrible.
It's awful.
Not on the damn birthday. He was two-timing her.
This is honestly, what, no, I'm happy she ruined his birthday.
My boyfriend's birthday's in a couple of weeks. He recently told me he's planning to have his friends over the weekend before and asked if I would come. I told him yes and then asked if he wanted to do something just the two of us on the day of his actual birthday. His response was, not really, it's on a Monday. And then I said, oh, I was just wondering if you wanted to go to dinner or something. And then he said, oh, that's sweet, but having people over during the weekend will be enough for me. Should I be annoyed by this?
Yeah, that gives no indication of cheating.
He's like, oh, it's just a Monday. Like, let's not do anything. Ugh. Oh my God, he had plans after all.
What a grimy little loser.
I hope he had the worst birthday ever.
Sam.
I hope he stubs his toe really hard tomorrow.
Sam, that's so lame of him.
My God, well, that's a really, I mean, I'm devastated for you, but that's a really good story. Thanks for writing that.
Yeah, what the hell? I feel so bad for you. Get back out there.
No, you are going to stand up so much stronger after this. Like,
for sure. I really think so much better than that.
Like, you deserve someone who would love nothing more than to have a sweet dinner on their birthday and any day.
And I'm happy that you didn't waste the cupcake by throwing it at him.
I would have enjoyed it too. Yeah, she said she enjoyed the cupcake later that night. I would have enjoyed it too.
Me too.
It would have been wasted by being thrown at his face.
I wonder what flavor it was. What do you think? Sounds like she has good taste. So, like, what do we think?
Birthday cake flavor. Or maybe a strawberry
shortcake. I'm guessing vanilla cake chocolate frosting.
I feel like boys love chocolate. I feel like that.
You think it's like a dark chocolate or like a full chocolate cupcake?
Yeah. Do you mind writing back in and letting us know what the flavor was?
I want a cupcake now.
Sam.
Jeez, that's literally so insane.
Yeah, we hate him.
He's like, I'm just hanging out with my coworker.
Watching How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days on the couch.
Yeah, I'm going to go watch that movie now.
I know. Thank God for that bay window. My God. I want a bay window in my future home.
Sam.
Yeah. But the thing is you can really see everything.
No cheating in that house. Literally. I need one of those.
Why couldn't he just cheat in a different room? Like, why you got to cheat in the bay window? Like, he wanted to be caught.
That's so insane of him. I'm glad that you took our advice. Imagine if she hadn't taken our advice. And didn't go there and bring a sweet treat and then never would have saw it. How long would that have gone on? We are the best. We are oracles over here.
We are. We predicted the future.
So write in your questions.
I told you
to
I'm the psychic.
Colby is a psychic. So write in your questions and we will tell you what to do.
I'll let you know.
The email is in the description of our episodes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And we need to keep up with the advice segment because she said that she loves the advice segment, even listening to other people's. So
good to know.
We gotta make sure.
Okay.
Well, guys, it's been fun. That's all we have time for today. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, throw.
Sorry, I had to cough into the teddy bear.
My goodness.
Not the teddy bear. Can you wash him?
Yeah.
Teddy, okay, Ollie.
Good. He unzips.